Sarah Lee Artisano.
Listening to KBOO Portland, the time is 7:03, and next is Combined Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Tanya Stevens in concert on Saturday, March 31st from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. at the Tao Event Center in Portland. Tanya Stevens is an influential reggae artist who began releasing records in 1994. Opening the show will be Cat and Roots Revolution plus DJ Margot Hartenfeld. There will also be food and other refreshments. Again, that's Tanya Stevens in concert on Saturday, March 31st from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. at the Tao Event Center, 631 Northeast Grand Avenue in Portland. This is an 18 and over show. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Life is much too quick for your hurry, and there's too many problems, so tell me, oh, why worry?
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Varsity Cheerleader Werewolves Live from Outer Space, the musical, showing March 16th through March 31st on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Chapel Theater in Milwaukee, Oregon. Varsity Cheerleader Werewolves Live from Outer Space is an original comedy musical featuring cheerleaders, rebellious youth, evil aliens, puppets, and fueled by the songs of the 80s. Again, that's Varsity Cheerleader Werewolves Live from Outer Space, the musical, showing March 16th through March 31st on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Chapel Theater, 4107 Southeast Harrison Street in Milwaukee, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, hold on. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. You. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. Hey. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. Talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Hey. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Yeah. Take my shoes and walk a mile. Something that you can't do. Big tops of the town, big boy gang moves. Gang moves. I like to walk around with my chain loose. Chain, chain. She just bought a new, but got the same booze. Same booze. Whipping up dope, scientists. Whip it up, cook it up, cook it up. That's my sauce where you find it. That's my sauce when you look it up, find it. Adding up checks, no minus. Adding up, add it up, add it up, add it up. Yeah. Get your respect in diamonds. Ice, 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 ice. I bought a plain Jane, roll it, did bought they fame. Woo. I think my back got scoliosis, cause I swerved the lane. Heard you signed your life for that brand new chain. I heard. Think it came with stripes, but you ain't straight with the game. Gang, gang. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Talk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Yeah.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey, I gotta stay in my zone. Say that we been beefing, dawg, but you on your own. First night, she gon' let me f- cause we grown. I hit her, gave her back to the city, she home.
She at home now.
That was that, so I can't be beefing with no whack. Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion and all your raps, though. But your shit look like the trap on his Google Maps, though. We been brothers since Versace Bando, whoa. Name ringing like Amigo trap phone, whoa. Used to be with Vashti at Santos. That's on Tommy Campos. We live like Sopranos. And I
walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk
yeah.
It. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Talk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Hey.
Walk it like I talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like I talk it.
Yeah.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it.
All set.
Pocket, watch it.
Watch
I want that, that, this, that menage.
Which one?
I bought a franchise to double up the profit.
Franchise.
We make a landslide, chopper get the poppin'. Elliot got me rocket.
Pull
a socket, chicken teriyaki. Take off rocket, keep them in pocket. Water gon' lock it. Quadruple the profit.
Profit.
I walk like I walk,
hey.
Talk like I talk.
Ooh.
What's in my vault? Load of cash and the sauce. I put a lab in my loft.
Lamb.
She cook up and jet with the fault. By the pair, I got carrots that choke.
By
the pair, I got carrots each load. Private life, private just round the globe. Hit a lick with the choke.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Hey, walk it like I talk it.
I don't know what that means.
Bruh, nah, see, the thing is, I've been trying to figure that out for the longest. Walk it like I talk it.
So oh, it's maybe, like it's like if you walk the walk, then you talk the talk,
if
right?
You walk the walk, then you talk the talk. Walk it like I talk it. Hey, walk it. Hey, that video goes hard, man. Shout out to Drizzy.
No, it's the, you guys, just to correct you, it's the other way around. So if you talk the talk, you have to back it up with the, like,
exactly. So he's walking it like how he talks.
So is it talk it, like
reverse
walk it.
No, no, it shouldn't be talking like you. It should be like, he talks a big game, but he also walks it.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It still makes sense.
But if you talk the walk and you walk the talk,
do
you talk?
You walk the talk, but the talking comes first.
But do you...
Yeah, that's what his talking comes first too.
But if you walk the walk, do you talk the talk?
I feel like I'm in an English class right now, trying to dissect the sentence of "walk it like
I
talk it."
Sorry, I just do that sometimes.
Hold on, bro. But the real question is, Do you walk it like you talk it?
Mm. No. What I want to ask is,
why don't you have a tan? Why aren't you darker? You just got back from Mexico. That's the real question.
I was okay.
And you still came back light skinned. That's an issue, bro, with me.
Yo, so I spent like one day out in the sun exposed like that. And then after that, like my whole body was hurting from that. So I kind of covered up that's the last you Portland couple people, days.
Bro. Y'all just go out to the sun and y'all just don't know how to.
And then like, well, I spent a whole day on ATVs too. So like I had a helmet on the whole time.
My bad. Was that just a stunt? What is it? Oh, wait. Wait. No. What was it in Atlanta? I think he's just stunning on you. Like,
I actually finally watched Atlanta, bro.
What?
I finally watched the season one.
It took you some time,
bro. I watched it in one night, too.
Ever made.
Don't listen to Michaela, bro.
It's not the worst. Bro, my favorite episode was the one when they did the commercials.
That was the best one.
That was so funny.
Best one. Hey, bro, I've been trying to tell people. I told Victor it's been moving slow recently. Season two, but watch, I guarantee you with this next episode, it's gonna start picking up.
I haven't started watching season two yet. I've been working on recording the season, but I haven't been able to get
recording,
the first episode.
Bro, who be recording stuff, bro?
People who got DirecTV and got the record function.
We watch recorded shows all the time.
Yeah.
What do you mean on demand?
That's not online. Those are all recorded from when they went live.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's on demand.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Bruh, okay, so break down. Okay, so bro, you got TiVo, right? And then you got On Demand.
That's like literally 20 years ago.
But you guys are saying recorded. That's what I consider TiVo, bro.
Nobody
DVR. DVR.
Bro, but
DVR.
The thing is, bro, but okay, but that's On Demand, bro. On Demand is, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying, like, I've recorded stuff, like, obviously, like, back in the day. But when people say, oh, I recorded my shows, it's like.
Yeah, you can skip through the commercials,
right?
And sometimes on demand you can't do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's certain networks like Fox, all of Fox's networks, so Fox, FX, whatever else, you can't skip through commercials.
Duh.
Oh, I didn't know that. But but with Atlanta, bro, it don't even be that many commercials, so it'll be straight. Because the thing is, here's what I'll do, bro. When Thursdays, because it could be coming on at 10 o'clock, I can't catch it, right?
Yeah.
So
sometimes
I can't either. Exactly. So here's what I'll do, bro. Fridays, I already got my little scheduling lined up now. You feel me? I'll go to the gym. You feel me? Then after I get back from the gym, it's like Friday. You know, it's like 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Sit down with my bowl of yogurt and I watch Atlanta. That's my little tradition now. You know what I mean?
Sure, Tevin. I mean, if anything, if I can't catch it at 10 on Pacific time, then I'll watch it at 7, but I got to stream it on Xfinity's online streaming. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, you know,
catch it at 7 o'clock when?
Yeah, because it's Eastern.
Xfinity. When you stream, remember I was telling you when you stream it, either if it's on the app or if it's on the online on the website, they're on Eastern time. So all their shows that
still be coming up Western.
All their TV Go channels are on the East Coast time, so they come on 3 hours earlier than the.
I didn't even know that, bro.
So yeah, I'll watch Atlanta at 7 here if I know I won't catch it at 10,
bro. So I think me and Michaela have been watching Versace, and that comes on at like 9 or 10 tonight. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, bro. Sometimes you gotta wait for the extra time to do that, which I'll be like, right. Dang, bro, this is the last episode, bro. But we coming up from the last episode of a lot of stuff.
Oh, the last Shy, episode of the Shy was wild, a letdown.
Was it a letdown?
It was so underwhelming.
What do you think?
Okay, real quick.
It was predictable.
Right.
So is there a second season?
Yeah,
they already said there's a second season.
Duh, I told you. Ha ha.
They said it's right after the show went off and like the credits and everything rolled. Then they said The Shy will be back season two.
Holla back now.
What are they going to make it on, though? What is it?
Being in prison, first of all. Right.
And then him blaming Kevin for the murder.
Okay. Oh, he blamed him for the murder?
Did he watch the show?
Bro, he said, okay, hold on, bro. He said Officer Cruz, bro.
No, right.
Yeah.
But Officer Cruz, he came to Kevin's mom's house and was like,
I need to talk to him.
I need to talk to your son. He was involved in the murder of
Cookie.
Yeah.
Cookie Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And then the mom was like, no, if my son was involved in that, I would know about it.
Man, bro, the thing is, they need to stop making these little kids seem so corny, bro, because I know little kids, bro, I for sure wasn't that corny when I was little, bro.
You probably were. Nah. You probably weren't, just don't realize it.
Nah, bruh.
Honestly, hey, if they made a spinoff of just the kids, I would watch it too.
They're so funny.
Papa carried those three kids' storyline.
They're so funny.
The Kevin, Jake, and Papa storyline. Papa carried that storyline.
Papa
for like,
is funny
for like
though.
Four episodes.
He's funny as hell.
If he wasn't involved, then that storyline would have been lame, because like with Jake, they were so inconsistent with his character, because at first he's like, I want to be a part of the gang life and help my brother and everything.
Isn't that what every kid goes through, bro?
Yeah, but look, he was like,
I thought he was going to shoot him.
I did too.
I thought he was going to shoot Kevin. Like when
I did too.
What? But when? Y'all tripping.
When they got into it in the hallway?
Yeah, because he still had that gun on him.
Oh, he was strapped at the time.
Yeah, remember he was with his brother and he had put it in his back.
I didn't know that, bro. I didn't know that.
And then on top of that, like, what, he got in the fight with that kid, got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like nothing else that developed with his character after that. He just became like the nosy little brother.
But see, the thing is though, I feel like now, okay, so here's my hypo, you know, you feel me? Here's my breakdown of what I think.
Hypo breakdown.
So here's what I think. Mm-hmm. So I think that the OG gangster,
mm-hmm.
I feel like with him, he pretty much told older cuz, Jake's brother, was like, yo, bro, like, I want this thing's gonna get run different.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
then Trice was running.
It's gonna be for the kids, actually. So that's why I felt like
He didn't say it's gonna be for the kids.
Not for the kids, but it's gonna be a little like
he said pretty much it's gonna be cleaner.
It's more organized crime. Right. It's not so messy as gang life. Yeah. Like they're gonna go through the food truck.
Right, and Trice was sloppy, because once you get kids involved in like murder and everything, like how his son was murdered, that's when it gets sloppy, and that's like not how it's supposed to be ran, like how he was pretty much saying.
But he's saying it's gonna be run through the food truck. I understand that completely, but I think one of the things also is like, when he came back, he was like, "Yo, bro, like that's why Trice or whatever his name, or not Trice, but."
Reg,
he was like, yo, bro, let me actually look out for my little brother now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the OG was like. Nah, bro, like, look after your little brother. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So if you really notice, like, after he talked to him and got put in check, he took his little brother, like, out to eat. Yeah, he did the dumb stuff. We're trying to start his brother to start fighting, start funking, all that stuff. But, you know, after that, it was pretty much like, you know, hey, bro, like, I'm going to look out for my little brother, his homies. I'm going to take him to this play. I'm going to make sure he goes sees his homies and make sure everything's good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
And you can tell Jake is still a little bit conflicted, because
he wanted to be in the play.
Right. He wanted to be in the play, or at least see his friends. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then, of course, he still has this.
Be hard.
This, right, the hard front when he sees his friends.
Exactly,
because
bro,
he doesn't want them telling him what to do at this point, because he feels like he has it figured out.
All ties, bro.
I think the next season's gonna be good.
I think so too.
I mean, this season was good.
Yeah.
So I think it can get better, like further, like character development and storylines, and
because there was at one point I feel like there was too many storylines going on, and then like was like minimized by the season finale, but it was still like the season finale. Why I say it felt like it felt underwhelming, because it was just like, I feel like they could have did more. And then the show only ran for 48 minutes. Season finale is usually,
that's what I was saying, like I was expecting it to be like an hour and
right,
a half.
Right, because season finales usually go over their normal running time, but this one went under its normal running time. That made no sense.
I got you. Now see, that's the thing. I feel like I've been peeping that. Now that's the thing I'm looking forward to with this whole Versace thing that me and Michaela have been watching. It's like, if this goes under, if this is just a regular, I'm like, bro, it wasn't worth it. Because season finale, you're supposed to go way
deeper.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
like when I think of any type of show, like any show on, say, like a premium channel, like Game of Thrones, that was a whole hour and 20 minutes for the season finale.
How long is Game of Thrones usually?
It's usually just like an hour. It's like, it'll be like at least like 55 minutes.
Okay.
You know? And then the season finale this past season, it was probably like 70 minutes or like 65 minutes, whatever. But still, it was, you know, it went over than normal running time, and it was a lot of content. It was well worth, you know, the wait to see what would happen and then get prepared for the next season. But then also, like, this is Lena Raith. This is, like, her first full show, you know?
She didn't want to give him too much.
And I also, I feel like it's just a learning experience for her.
Yeah.
You know, when you have your first full-fledged show and you're not just a co-writer, like, you're the writer, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is just a learning experience. So I'm sure she'll learn from, you know, what she executed right and what wasn't executed right as far as this season goes, feedback from not only fans but critics as well, and then build upon that for the next season.
My biggest thing that I got so caught up on was the comparison between The Chi and Atlanta. You know what I mean? I kept comparing the two, like, I felt like at times The Chi was corny, mm-hmm. and then I was like, Atlanta felt more real.
It felt more natural. Atlanta did.
Atlanta felt more natural, whereas with this, I feel like, that's the difference.
But we're not from Chicago, like, this right. I was about to say,
yeah, because like Atlanta feels more relatable, right? Just because Atlanta is more tailored towards pop culture, and then The Chi is just like real life in South Side of Chicago,
exactly.
And like, there's not many people who have experienced that, right. So we can't relate to it, you know
what I mean? Yeah,
only way we could relate to it is if we heard maybe a music artist from Southside Chicago, exactly. You know, and they talk about it.
And I got that. But one of the things, I was listening to Vince Staples in his interview. He was talking about how black people, how we love to sell trauma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, recently I just saw this show that's about to come out on Netflix or movie, and it's about typical little black kid, mm-hmm. that is a hooper in eighth grade, and mm-hmm. you know, he got these prep schools recruiting him for high school, and you know, all of a sudden he deals with this drama, and you know, parents are looking after him, and the coach are trying to scheme up on him, and mm-hmm. he grows up in the inner city. Yada, yada. I'm like, dang, bro, like, how many times y'all gonna try to tell the same story? And it's like you kind of gotta wonder, like, are these black people behind the writer's board and behind the storyboards? Because it kind of makes me nervous, like, bro, or you know, are people who aren't of like the culture or of the race or the ethnicity, are they trying to like sell this trauma, you know what I mean, to make money off of it,
right?
You feel me? So that's why, I mean, I'm glad that The Chi was by black writers, but it kind of always questions, like, dang, people really just try to take that and run with it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And then I'm pretty sure, if this is like the same interview that I'm thinking of, that as far as selling trauma, there was a lot. He had talked about how we have all these like slave movies and things like that. And it's a tired formula, because it's like, what more can you talk about at this point? You know what I'm saying? Like, we won the Oscars, the Emmys, whatever, for these shows or
But ain't nobody ever want to talk about like a black success story. You know what I mean?
We had the one with the scientist.
Hidden Figures. The Scientist.
I mean, like, that was the best way to like describe it, is I completely forgot Taraji. Yeah, completely forgot her name. So like, that was, you know, like, that was a nice addition to, you know, as far as either black actors, actresses, showing the success story of,
without a
doubt, you know, a black figure. No pun intended, but
well, there was still trauma in that too.
True.
I mean, it's just like a realistic part of life, especially for a person of color, like minority. Like, there's going to be a lot of trauma in their lives, you know, regardless, just because of, you know, the color of their skin. So it's like, to make a movie that's like all about Candyland, you know, like the Wiz, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's not realistic. People can't really relate to that.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel you. I think from what Vince was trying to say, he was just saying, like, you look at movies like Air Bud and Leave It to Beaver and all that stuff. He was just like, black people, like, we sell trauma. You know what I mean? You look at Boys in the Hood, Friday, something always ends up happening.
Because it's relatable.
It is relatable, but it was just like, that we've gotten, as blacks, we've gotten put, as far as like entertainment, we've gotten put into that category in a way. Like, even you look at Empire, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's as much as, you know, good stuff that's going on with them, you know what I mean? There's still like, oh yeah, there's alcohol abuse or drug abuse or, you know what I mean? So, you look at Star, like, you feel me? Like, even like, And I'm not even, I love Atlanta so much, but even with Atlanta, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Well, nobody wants to watch a show where everything's perfect and PGT, and like that gets boring after a while.
Exactly.
Because then that takes away the relatability factor.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, great. Like these people are living their happy life with their happy family and their perfect jobs. Like, yeah, it's just, no.
It could be frustrating. Yeah, go
ahead. I like watching happy shows. I don't know about y'all.
Hey, bro, there ain't nothing wrong
with that. I don't watch TV shows. That's why I've been talking this whole time.
What are you talking about? What show?
Oh,
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, man.
Ooh, boy, see, that's what I'm saying. Why can't we have a black version of that? why can't we have a black version of Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, bro?
It's possible to have a show with just happiness and stuff like that. It's just a lot of shows. People are attracted to drama TV shows.
Yeah,
that's what sells.
But if you think about like something like, well, I should say some of my favorite shows are comedy shows that are just funny and upbeat all the time, right? You don't have to have like.
No, even Bernie Mac's show like had like realistic.
Bernie Mac's show was dope.
But that's what I'm saying. It was realistic because there was like family struggles, internal struggles. Like,
yeah, I mean that's a part of any type of storytelling though. There always has to be some type of down point to recover from.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's why it has to be that way.
I definitely agree with you on that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't watch The Chi. I did see Atlanta though.
Did you watch the whole season of Atlanta?
I watched the whole season in one night.
What do you think about it? Oh, it's very possible. It's only 30 minutes. So.
Yeah, they're 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, 20 minutes.
On, I guess. On Hulu with no commercials.
You're right.
I got that free trial, boy. Gotta go cancel my account though, so don't charge me.
All right. Hey, that's the real life show.
You get out of there.
You feel me? That's the same thing I'll be doing with Tidal. I was like, ooh, man, let me check that subscription.
Mm-hmm. I put a little Google notification so I don't forget.
All ties. But what'd you think about that first season?
I mean, it was pretty good. I really like the structure of it. It was just very different from any other TV show, I feel like. Like it's really just a day to day
of like someone's life. You know what they compared it to, bro?
What?
They compared it to Seinfeld.
Seinfeld? I never really watched Seinfeld like that. Two, the episodes I've seen, I wouldn't even compare it close.
Well, the thing is, it's pretty much like it's about nothing.
It's non structured. Okay. There's no point A to point B. There's no like real
plot. I know it's like real life. Like you just go about your day.
Exactly.
And stuff happens.
Exactly.
And get in this.
It's like, hey, we might be going to McDonald's today. You know what I'm saying? Like in Atlanta, it's like.
But I think that's why I like it so much, because I feel like.
You never know what's going to happen.
That too. But I shouldn't say a lot of the scenarios, but just like the small filler things. Are a lot of things like me and my friends go through throughout a day.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, like a lot of that show reminds me of like just kicking in Eugene with y'all, like back like 2 years
just
three
on
years
a
ago,
couch
like that. Yeah, just on the couch, just posting, you know,
talking about
just chilling
stuff,
and like it's just hilarious to see that like portrayed in an actual TV show. Because I'm like, man, this is like the TV show I wanted to create with me and my friends.
Yeah, bro. Nah, it's straight up, bro. Yeah. I be saying that all the time. Just like, yo, if you honestly just like put a camera crew in front of like me and my friends. Then that would literally be Atlanta. Like, I mean, besides, I don't got no homies you know what? Shoot, I was gonna say I don't got no homies that are trying to rap, but then we got one right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like all of a sudden,
Victor, be your manager, bro.
Exactly.
I'll put your song on the radio. Actually, I already done that. Step one already taken.
Yeah, bro. So you feel me? Like, Victor's paperboy.
Paperboy.
That's it, dog. Victor's paperboy.
I gotta grow my hair a little bit more. They get nappy.
Exactly, bro. I'll be Darius. Michaela could be.
No, don't put me in this.
she could be a Van. You know what I'm saying?
So who's my boyfriend?
I'll be
if
Earn.
You're not. No, I'll you just be... said you were Darius.
Oh. I'm Earn.
No.
It's just for the screenplay. It's okay. You don't got to do anything.
No.
Nah, I think, bruh, nah, but see, I don't think, nah, you didn't watch, you haven't watched the newer episodes.
Nah.
But Vic, bruh, put the mic on Vic.
Okay.
Bruh, tell me that wasn't the funniest stuff how they started off the last episode, bruh. Shout out Colin Kaepernick. Bro, that was the funniest. Because the thing is, bro, when I went back and watched the actual video it was so relatable.
I literally paused the episode and went back and watched the one who was reading the North lyrics. and was dying.
It was so dying. It was so spot on, bro.
So spot on. Because as soon as it started, I knew what it was. I knew exactly what it was.
No, I knew what it was too. Like, I knew what it was too, bro.
I was like, I don't know if many people will catch this or not.
But nah, I caught that so instantly, bro.
Funny. And then the fact that it was like the Paperboy lyrics. And like, we've never heard the whole Paperboy song.
Wait, was that the Paperboy song? Yeah. Oh, I thought that was like a whole new random song.
No, it was the Paperboy song. And like, we've only heard like the hook of that song, whenever they played in the show. So like, for her to read the lyrics, like, it just made that so much more funny. Right. It's like, we didn't know.
Like the way she was reading it. And then started crying. The funniest part was when she was like, shout out Colin Kaepernick. I was weak, bro.
I was nearly in tears.
I was like, no, they didn't, bro.
That was just the perfect start to the episode, honestly.
But see, that's the thing.
You guys are so boring. Let's talk about my favorite show, which is RuPaul's Drag Race.
let's talk about it. No, it's not funny.
I love RuPaul's Drag Race. And it's basically, if you don't know who RuPaul is, he's like a pretty well-known entertainer, and you know, he obviously did drag and still does drag. So he has like, you have to audition. It's kind of like America's Next Top Model, but it's for drag. So it's just basically you audition and then you get casted and you have to go through all these different challenges. And I really like it because I am into like the theatrics of it. And the makeup and the different challenges they have to do. There's this one challenge where they have to like impersonate a celebrity. It's like a game show kind of, and that's like the funniest thing. So if you've never watched RuPaul's Drag Race, check it out if you want to, because it's a really good show.
Would you ever be a guest judge?
Yeah.
Do you think you have the qualifications to judge?
Yeah, it's all about star quality.
Okay.
And
Michaela's all about that.
Yeah, it's tops. Like about outfits and cuteness and performance. Oh, and they have to lip sync for their legacy, which is the best part. So like the top two, well, this is all stars, but the top two who have like the best outfits and the best performances in the challenge, they lip sync for their legacies, and they have to learn all these songs beforehand. And they do it against each other. They lip sync against each other. And then, this is the catch. All right. The person that wins the lip sync has to then go back and choose who should be eliminated. Like, they get the power to eliminate.
You just snitch on somebody and be like,
if you don't like somebody, some people base it on merit, which was like, who did the best at the challenge and who did the worst?
Mm-hmm.
But some people are just like, I don't like her, so she's up.
Dang.
That's so crucial. Yeah. Don't that get on anybody's crucial. Bad side.
Nah. That's like Flavor of Love all over again.
Right.
Sort of.
Shout out to In Flavor of Love.
Man, shout out to bro, right?
In February when they were playing all the repeats.
Yeah, boy. Oh, because it was, bro, they had the I Love New York marathons.
Yeah.
Shout out to Midget Mac, bro. Bro, shout out to Midget Mac. Nah, Chance of Real, bro.
Yes.
The man, yes. Bro. Man, didn't they have like a rap song, bro? What was the
they
rap
did.
Song?
I don't remember. Bro, they did have a song, though.
But man, Dale, we're going to let you play. I don't know what's the song, but we're going to let you play it, man, and rock out and take this break real quick.
It shouldn't hurt to look your way. It shouldn't hurt to look your way. I shouldn't have to catch a case. Yeah. Cause I'm the one that can't stand to feel any more pain. I can feel the weight of what you say. I had explanations for days. Don't think you're the only one that saved. Seems like we're not on the same page. All I do is think when I'm away.
colors burst and all I see are shades. Hey. Sun goes away and that's when I call your name. She's here for good and I'm here to stay. You shouldn't have to look away. Your way. I shouldn't have to catch a case. Yeah. Cause I'm the one that can't stand to feel any more pain. She said the E was for missing my embrace. Yeah, I feel so out of place. Woo! Oh yeah. I was meant to love and protect you. You know what's on my mind, but not what's in my heart. Give me someone to connect to, because these drinks are hitting me a little hard. It shouldn't hurt to look your way. Hey. It shouldn't hurt to look your way. I shouldn't have to catch a case. Yeah. Cause I'm the one that can't stand to feel any more pain.
Pedophilia.
You shouldn't have to look your way. Hey, 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 listen.
It shouldn't hurt to look your way.
Listen. In the summer, I'm about to roll bounce to that song. I'm gonna grow out my hair, get an
roll
afro,
bounce,
and I'm gonna go roller skating. Might have to go to Oaks Park, but that's probably like the only place, unless I go to like what Skate Gresham. World.
Yeah, go to Skate World.
Yeah.
Roll, sure. Bounce.
I just want to roller skate after. Like, when listening to that song, like, either it has to be sunny or I'm roller skating when listening to that song.
Can we make a short film just of us roller skating to that film?
Yeah, bro. I got you.
Yes. Okay, cool. We all going to rock some outfits, too.
Hey, man. Hey.
Honestly, it like might as well just be a music video or
it
something.
It might as well, bro.
I think I just need to make a song that has that type of vibe. We're going to do it. Let's do it.
Hey, sample it.
No, because I'm not going to. Yeah. I just.
So, question for Michaela.
What?
So, how does it feel to be knowing that in the next 4 months you're gonna be seeing Beyonce and Jay-Z on the run to front row tickets?
Whoa, you got them $600.
Well, it feels amazing.
Oh
here.
Oh my God. Dang, you gonna break the radio.
It feels quite amazing. I don't know. I feel like I'm floating. I feel like I just feel like my legs are like elevated and I'm levitating. Like I don't even know how to explain.
Sounds very euphoric.
What I feel. I feel like I am the third twin, which makes me a triplet.
Wow.
I don't know.
Time out. We're going to quote that. I am the third twin.
Which makes me a triplet.
I just feel
I don't
want to
add
the
second part. I don't want it to make sense.
Okay. I feel great. I feel amazing. Thank you for asking me that.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
When is this concert?
Go ahead and give them the information.
this is my destiny. This is what I was meant to do. What's the thing that I said to you? I was like, Tevin was at home because I was at work and he was at home that day. And I was like, Tevin, you need to make sure at 10 o'clock you're at the computer. I said, disconnect your phone, turn off the TV so the Wi-Fi connection is strong.
Yeah, I was with you guys on, what was that, Monday?
Yeah.
And you need to be ready at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Clear your schedule.
This is my destiny. This is what I was made to do. Like, this is everything. This is more important than our wedding. Wow. More important than the birth of our children. Like, this is it. This is game time. This is prime time.
This is it.
And he did it, so.
Yeah, man. Fox came up clutch, man. Got two front row tickets.
Front row.
In San Diego.
You might.
I might get that sweat on my face. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh.
Like if she right. Like if she has water again, like
you're
gonna get splashed.
But I ain't really.
You guys, they're in Jamaica right now. They are filming a music video.
No, they're not filming a music video. They're filming a film.
Yeah,
that is in Jamaica. They're not doing no type. But you know, all right. So here's, I'm gonna take a guess, vibe wise. All right. So Beyonce, right? Like the visual album. Whoa,
they're gonna have like dancehall s type music.
Exactly. So
would they
Beyonce,
be in Jamaica?
So Beyonce, right? Because like the visual album. You feel me? So that was more like classy, like sexy, yada yada.
What was? Sorry.
Beyonce, the visual album.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then Lemonade was more like betrayal, you hurt me, like I don't like you, but it's rekindle, it's love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bruh, the second one is gonna be a lot more vibrant, a lot more 808s culture, like having more fun, you know what I mean? It's gonna be having a good time, like that's the vibe I'm looking for.
Because
bro, she had on multiple outfits in the pictures that got taken. She had on multiple outfits.
So you in already, music videos, you have on multiple outfits. But
it's not gonna be a music video, it's gonna be a film.
And then here's the thing, yeah, it's definitely gonna be a film. 444 was essentially like a spiritual successor to Lemonade.
Exactly. So now it's all coming together.
Yep. Okay, you guys, I'm trying to find exactly what I'm talking about because I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But
allegedly,
you know the photo that they're using for the tour promo.
Yeah.
So allegedly, this is like supposed to be a mimic of this old Sanguinese love story.
I saw the comparison.
So I think that's what they're doing in Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, they're recreating the love story?
Yeah, I think they're... because that's what they did for On the Run 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, it is. I think so, too.
It's going to be cool, man.
It'll probably be a lot more.
I don't see... The thing is, I see why they did the black and white, but it's going to be a lot more color to this. You feel me? I feel like...
I don't see a reason for them to be in somewhere as... I feel like their location reflects how it'll be shot.
Because 444 was more so like black and white,
yeah,
classy. Like Lemonade was more dark, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was more darker colors.
Right.
Beyonce was vibrant.
I mean,
it's like
Lemonade was not hold up. Yeah, she was wearing that bright yellow.
But that was that. But you feel me? It was like, it was still like subtle.
It didn't, like the album as a whole didn't feel like a vibrant.
Like the Swae Lee album that the Swae Lee songs that we just listened to. That album is going to feel like this, bro. Guarantee it.
I don't know about that.
I do feel like.
You feel me?
I feel like Top Off is kind of
what. Oh, she's for sure going to try to rap. I think she'll be rapping more.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan.
I'm not really a fan either.
I don't like the song Top Off.
I don't either. It's a terrible song.
I don't like when she does that whole rapping thing. Like, she can get away with it in like Partition because it's still like rap.
Right, that was different. Right, that was amazing.
But yeah, Top Off is corny.
I'd rather hear Rihanna rap than Beyonce rap.
No.
If you listen closely to Jay-Z in the beginning of the Top Off, bruh, somebody made like a meme, like it sounds like he's falling off or he's tripping, bruh. If you listen,
I want to play the beginning of the song now,
bruh, listen to it.
It's so funny. He listened to it like 5 times in a row, just dying to himself.
Listen, bruh.
That song is terrible, though.
Pull it up, bruh.
DJ Khaled, here's the thing with DJ Khaled.
No. Pull it up and listen.
He can't do it right now on the radio,
bro. Okay, we taking over.
Oh, that's right.
We taking over. That is a slap.
Bruh, see, the thing, okay, here's the science behind DJ Khaled. And I realized it when I was I was listening to his Beats One radio show, right?
Yeah.
Here's DJ Khaled Science. He'll play the song so much. He'll play it 6 times in a row, and eventually it's going to have to catch on to you.
That's his...
Eventually, it's like, we're going to play this stuff so much. I'm going to promote this song so much. I'm going to get celebrities to promote this song.
Yeah.
You're going to eventually like it.
Yeah.
Because females are already... You already know females are going to be doing the Beyonce.
Women,
the
girls.
Women, and young women are going to be doing the... I'm still top 2 number in the room, whatever Beyonce says, like, you know what I mean?
I honestly haven't even listened to the song.
I heard it one time and I was like, that's enough for me. Same. I just didn't care for it.
Well, I don't like how she threw shade at Tiffany Haddish, like unlike her.
I don't really think that was directed at Tiffany.
I think she told her before. I think she told her, "Hey, like, would it be cool if I did this?" And Tiffany of course will be like, "Yeah, of course." Like, you know what I mean? But just like the way that people could perceive her as being like kind of like snobby for that, I think I don't like that because that's not who she is.
Yeah.
I don't think she is.
But she was firing shots like that whole verse. Like even the fact that she used auto-tune.
That's what I'm saying.
That was directed towards Wendy Williams.
That's what I'm saying.
What? Because Wendy Williams had made a comment how Beyonce used auto-tune and that she can't sing without auto-tune. It was something stupid.
Oh, bruh.
It was something dumb. So that's why she used auto-tune.
It's like, that's what I'm saying, bruh. And that's why I've been trying to tell people. It's an evolution, bruh. No, you got these.
Unlike her.
But see, the thing is, you got these.
And she was cussing more?
Bruh, but hold on, bruh. Let me break this down to you real quick. Let me break y'all down real quick.
Beyonce don't cuss this much.
Bruh, let me break y'all down real quick. So this happens, bruh. With this older generation of artists, Kanye, Beyonce, you feel me? I'm just using those two as an example. But they see what's going on, what's popular, bruh. And then they're realizing, like, man, I gotta formulate to what this younger generation is doing to try to get popular. You know what I'm saying?
So, I would say, I mean, agree with that. Let me talk.
Oh, I thought you were gonna disagree with
me. Nah, I'm gonna say I agree with that, saying that, like, people do adjust their style of music according to, what's going on. You know, but like Beyonce, Michaela probably agree with me a little bit on this, doesn't have to do that.
She doesn't have to do anything she doesn't want to do ever.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, I think she just wanted to hop on the wave of making that style of music. She's not going to keep making music like that on thing.
Mm-mm. She's not going to come out with a whole album of auto-tune.
It was literally just like, she was really just like, I just want to have fun and do this one time. And
yeah, bro.
And it's going to make
some money. And then also, it was a DJ Khaled song. So I'm sure she couldn't care less that, you know.
It's still going to blow up regardless. Right.
It's Khaled. Like, they did that last song on his last album. That song didn't do anything.
What song was it?
Shining. That song was supposed to
blow
up, but it didn't.
All of this went in.
Like, there was no effort put into that song. That's the thing. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they were probably like, yeah, we'll do this for you, Khaled, because, you know, we're cool. But there was no effort put into that song.
When I heard Shining, I was like, yo, this Jay-Z album might be trash, bro.
No, I knew it wasn't. I feel like a lot of people at this point don't give Khaled their 100%. I feel like
it's Rihanna and Bryson Tiller.
Right.
That's so
right. Honestly, though.
That's so cold, though. Why you can't give my man 100%, bro?
Because I feel like Khaled is like annoying.
He's a joke.
I feel like I'm sure, like, people in the industry who are, like, really cool with Khaled, they respect him for his grind, his hustle, and, like, where he's at right now, because especially where he's come from and to have this longevity in the industry. But I feel like people just, when they're creating a song for his album, unless they know it's going to be a hit, it's just like, okay, we're going to put this song together and, you know, you're getting what you get. You know, like, we're not going to give you album-esque type of verses.
Well, I mean, sure, Kendrick did.
Yeah, but
he does that with every song.
Exactly.
Wait, what song was that?
And that was with the song with Big Sean.
Big Sean, right? Yeah.
What was it called?
It was a little gem, bro.
Holy Key. Yeah.
Which never heard of it.
It is a stupid song.
Bro. It was a stupid song, but his verse was amazing.
His verse was fire.
Khaled just gives you the purpose of Khaled's music anyway is to give you an anthem, you know. So he'll give you 3-4 singles, whatever, for his album, maybe two are really good.
He's doing too much,
and then
bro.
His album sucks. He's never had one really good. Like, he's never had one above average album.
The thing is, nobody even knows this man is on tour with Demi Lovato right now.
And Kehlani. But listen, yeah. What do you guys think about your girl SZA? And the fact that she said
that's not her name.
And the fact that she said that her next album is going to be her last. Do you find that arrogant?
No, I just don't find that realistic. Okay, here's one thing. What she's about to do, she's about to release a deluxe version of Control. So it's going to be the song. And this is what artists are doing now. You remember how artists, when they were first dropped their album, like day one, they would drop a standard version and a deluxe version.
The remix to Ignition, yeah.
Yeah, like day one though.
Yeah.
So now artists are dropping a deluxe version, say like 6 months later, so they can get additional streams and revenue.
That is a TDE move on their part.
Kendrick did that.
That's a TDE.
No, but okay. So, but there's more artists who have.
Oh,
done
I didn't know. What artists have done it?
G Herbo just did it.
Never heard of it.
There's a who else did it? Lil Uzi Vert did it. He added four additional songs.
Mind you,
Lil Uzi Vert. Like
he
did numbers with his album.
He debuted number one
on Billboard, you know, and then XO Tour Life, all that stuff.
I think maybe where I'm coming from is like Kendrick was like, I mean, I know Uzi is a main artist, but I think Kendrick from a, like when you say Control, like I think it's a TDE format that's taking place.
For sure. I mean, Kendrick did his a little bit differently though. His was in reverse order,
but
different
cover art.
You know, the same exact song.
But it's still a collectible item. Whereas, with you know what I'm saying? Like
there are others. It's just like they just trying to get additional streaming numbers. You know, so she has that, and she's gonna have at least six additional songs. So you have an album, yeah.
Oh damn!
So you have an album that's already went platinum, multiple singles that went platinum, and she's adding on six additional songs, and then so that's just bringing in more streams, more money, and with her deal that she has, which is very rare, it's like it was like 70-30, so she's getting majority of that money back, you know.
True.
So this is just all strategic planning.
I think
bringing more money to the artists,
bro. We're getting way too many concerts this summer, bro.
There's so many. We're getting too many concerts and too much music.
Too much, bro. Because eventually we're gonna have to get a Beyonce and Jay album in the next couple. Actually, in the next couple.
I don't want
weeks,
a Beyonce and Jay-Z album.
Well, we're gonna get one, so be ready, bro. We're gonna get one.
I just want a solo album from either one.
Well, that's the thing that worries me, bro. Is like, are they performing together at Coachella?
Nah.
No.
This is Beyonce. Says she.
So
she's prepared 2 years for this.
So what's she gonna do? Perform all songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is kicking off the tour. So it's like she's gonna do all her solo stuff, all of her hits. She has plenty of those.
And then they're gonna have a joint. And then they're gonna have a joint album.
I'm sure he'll come out and perform. Actually, nah.
No, he won't. Not at Coachella.
Yeah, never mind.
So that's what I'm saying though. So he'll be there, but what are we gonna get? Are we gonna get?
She's going to do Coachella. She's going to do Lemonade. She's going to do all the old stuff. She might drop maybe a new song.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
And in between Coachella and her tour, that's when she's going to release whatever it is.
Yeah. She'll probably drop the new music Coachella night.
No,
that
for
first
real.
Night.
No,
to
that's
be honest.
Not. Well, that's what Kendrick did, bro. People didn't know. Well, thing is, Kendrick stuff came out like 2 days before Coachella, but. That's what I've been trying to tell people is like, look, bro, like people are notorious for debuting new music at Coachella. You know what I'm saying?
She would be. I'm sure that because she's so private about it, like people don't be knowing when she's recording.
No, we do. It's the braids in the laptop. It's the box braids in the
That's
laptop.
True.
Okay.
But I mean, like as far as general population, you know what I'm saying?
So
like, everybody knows that Kanye is recording right now. You know
what
I'm
saying? No, we know that.
But as far as like, you know, other art, like as far as
we
going to
get a Childish album.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
See, now that's the thing is when is he going on tour? Because is he
going
to...
He's going on tour in September with Ray Shrimmer.
Bro, so you mean to tell me we about to get Jay and Beyonce on tour, Childish on tour, and I think Kendrick and then Mike... No, I think they'll be just finishing up.
They got Champions Tour.
That'll be over.
That
be
starts
over
in
September.
That starts at the end of...
That starts
in
like
May,
soon.
Beginning of May. And then...
We're getting way too much.
There's
then,
a lot...
Then next thing you know, Frank is going to drop an album.
I'm going to Ferg tomorrow.
ASAP Fergus tomorrow.
Fergus tomorrow? Portland?
There's
I feel like somebody else is coming to Portland, bro.
There is somebody else. Hold up. I made a list. There is a lot of people
somebody
coming
to. Somebody else major is coming to Portland, bro.
Oh, Jid is coming to Portland next month.
That's right.
Jid and Earth Gang.
Who else?
Georgia Smith next month.
Coming to Portland?
Yeah.
She's going on a U.S. tour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sold out every show.
Yeah. What?
Where you going?
I'm trying to.
It sold out.
Bro, I never knew that,
I
bro.
Still try.
I don't know. Oh, you know who else is going on tour, bro?
Somebody. Oh, Jaden Smith is going on tour, and he's coming here. I'm
he's
going.
He's coming here, too. But oh, I think, nah, wait. But you know who made a major move, bro?
Who?
I think, bro, SOB is going on tour with, bro, somebody big. Post Malone. It's Oh,
I saw
Savage.
That. I saw
I was
that.
Like,
but
what,
here's
bro?
The thing. Okay, so I've seen Post Malone. He's a cool performer. You know,
I'm not
like,
really a fan of Post Malone.
I saw him after he dropped that mixtape. He went on tour after that. It was like promoting his album that was about to come out, Stoney. Mm-hmm. And then like he had previewed us, congratulations. He hadn't released
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cool. You yeah. know, saw 21 Savage twice unintentionally.
How was that, bro?
He sucks as a performer.
Yeah,
he,
man.
There's no energy involved. He's rapping over his tracks. I don't care.
Poor dude. Poor dude.
Yeah. There is
tough breakup.
Who cares? Who else? G-Eazy. I don't care about G-Eazy, but he just...
G-Eazy's going on tour with a
bunch of... It's bruh, stacked.
Uzi?
He got yeah, Uzi.
Somebody else.
P-Lo.
Yeah. I saw a heck of people. There's Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Yes, yes, yes. Ty Dolla Sign is the truth.
Right. I was like, I would love to see everybody on this tour except G-Eazy. But he did the same thing last year when he had... What was it? It was like... Logic and YG on his tour. I was like, what kind of combination? Like, I just want to see YG, but I'm not about to pay, you know, whatever it is, like $80 just to see, you know, all these people or just these few people, whatever. Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert, Ty Dolla Sign, P-Lo.
P-Lo.
I love P-Lo.
Me too.
P-Lo, he be making slaps.
Yeah,
he be his beat, his production is nice too. What other concerts are there? There's a list.
I feel like HBK needs to get back together and just do a little something.
Right. Because, I mean, I am Sue. He's always releasing music.
Bruh, it's over for them cats, bruh.
Susie?
SLB just took over the bag, bruh.
But that's completely different styles, I feel like.
Right,
bruh,
they are.
It is different styles, bruh.
Because there is like different types of Bay Area music. It does like, you know, it still has that same bounce, but there's different types.
But I'm
know?
Just saying as far as like, I feel like.
Like Never Going Broke versus whatever. I don't even listen to SOB, but any of their music.
Like Anti
like, so
versus Never Going Broke is completely different, but you know it's Bay music.
No, you when know.
You know. Also, I've seen Lil Uzi Vert live twice. Yeah, he's actually
I love
a,
that man.
He's a great performer.
I love that man.
Better than Trav?
They have the same energy.
Yeah,
bro.
He be like
Travis. No, I've seen Travis, and Travis live is insane. Like he's in my top three. But
he's a father now. Got to take care of his response.
At an actual like venue, to concert venue. But I mean, like he walked around the entire stand, all in the stands.
That's cool
arena.
Though.
And I was, and he said he dropped his jewelry in the stands and said, "Go find it." Mm-hmm. And mind you, that's probably like at least $2,500 worth of jewelry, maybe right. more. So I don't know whoever got that, but he took somebody's phone, was Snapchatting, and then just threw the phone out there. So I hope they got their phone back. He's a rock star though. Like he, when he says he's a rock star, like he really means it. But Travis Scott is too.
He is.
He's. And then how much time we got? We got about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. We're just gonna wrap it up. I'm excited about this Kanye album because all the people he's bringing out to Wyoming from producers and rappers, like
it's gonna be lit.
This is just stacked.
What's y'all closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts.
My teeth hurt.
My teeth are healed. Because I just got my wisdom teeth taken out at the beginning of the month. So, you know, we good over here.
Lucky.
My whole body hurts from 4 days of binge drinking in Cabo. But I got this kombucha tea, so I'm going to be all right. Good night.
Man, we out. It's been CC Radio.
No, we still.
Look alive. And we out. Good night, Portland.
Hey.
Oh, well, them dog. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side. That
acting like we tied. I've been gone since like July, acting like I died. They won't be expecting when Capo go to slide, cause I told them that we put that behind us, but I lied. Ayy, and I'm not to blame, man. This industry is cutthroat. I'm not the same, man. And I could let you check the tag. Now I'm rocking name brand. I'm only chasing after bags. Now I got a game plan. And I'm out here with the 700, 3i5s. Look alive, look alive. Came up on this side. Now they on the other side. Oh well, them dog. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside. And I split it with the guys. We up on the other side. That then like we tied. I've been gone since like July. That then like I died. They won't be expecting when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that behind us, but I
it's come through. You and you. I'ma get the money. Trizzy get the loot. Pull up with that Draco. Play with Drake and I'ma shoot. My weapon be an instrument. I blow you like a flute. Play so you feeling it. Pull up broad day with the canine shivering. Like a littering. We at your door like we the delivering. He not a plug, he middleman. That brown like cinnamon. I got them round like Sugar Ray Robinson. Shots to the chest, how you gasping for I'ma spray him just like for a breeze. Come a long way from sitting.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Limp Wrist. Live Friday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Bossa Nova Ballroom, 722 East Burnside Street in Portland. Limp Wrist, four unruly lewd queens playing hardcore call for all dykes, rough girls, sissy boys, trans folks, leather teos, fierce queens, punks, the non-defined and the questioning, to come get loose at their only Northwest show. Also playing are Xylitol from Olympia and Portland's Labinden Toten and Petite. Again, that's Limp Wrist, live Friday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Bossa Nova Ballroom, 722 East Burnside Street in Portland. This is an all-ages show. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Girl.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Americana singer-songwriter Libby Roderick, Saturday, March 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Levin Community Center in Portland. Libby Roderick is an internationally known environmental and peace activist and musician.